Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3421BN. Today's date is August 7th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Kamala Harris' Campaign is an Illusion. Trump, all eyes on the DNC. Is something about to happen? Let's talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they're going all out now with Kamala Harris and Walz, and they're trying to convince the entire world that these two individuals, they are going to beat Trump. But again, when you really start to break it down, you really start to look at the poll numbers and you really look at their rallies, you could see their entire campaign is one gigantic illusion. They pay for everything. When they hold their rallies, it's actually a concert. Even the one out in Wisconsin, they have their local bands out there performing. That's why people are showing up. And once again, when you really look at these individuals, they needed the fake news. They needed the influencers all on board. So how do you get all these people on board? Well, the fake news, they already control them. And they pay the influencers to actually push a certain message. They're actually given a script and they're pushing a message. The rallies that you're seeing, these aren't rallies of just Walz and Kamala. These are concerts where people are coming to watch the entertainers. So this entire campaign is one gigantic illusion. You know what people are going to see as time goes on? The people are going to see exactly that. And this is all going to fall apart. Because remember, yes, you can pay people. Yes, you could push it very hard. But eventually what happens is it dies off. And people start to really see what's going on. And they hear the real message. And this individual Walz that Kamala Harris picked, which I don't believe it was actually her that picked this guy, this is the worst of the worst. Now, why would they do that? Why would they pick a white guy who's the worst of the list, worst, far left, I do believe, so when the time is right, it's very, very easy to replace these individuals. Because again, if you brought someone in who's halfway decent, who was maybe a black man or a black woman, it would be much, much more difficult to replace this type of person. So you could see at this point, the deep state players, they are now panicked. They're doing whatever they possibly can to try to build them up. In the end, it's not going to work. And actually, Trump, he came out with a message telling everyone all eyes should be on the DNC out in Chicago. And he's telling everyone that Biden might crash the DNC and he might say, you know something? I want to run again. Or they actually performed a coup on me and they removed me. Actually, didn't Biden, Obama, and the rest, didn't they actually overthrow the United States government and a duly elected president, which was Trump? Did the same exact people do that to the resident? Is this going to show the world what they have done here? Plus, is this all setting up the entire DNC in Chicago for something to happen? Because when you really look at it, when was the last time the DNC was in Chicago? 1968. What happened in 1968? They had a change of batter. Lyndon B. Johnson, what did he do? He stepped down. He didn't run. Outside of the DNC, what was happening? There were riots. So is something about to happen at the DNC? It looks like Trump is actually pointing to this, and we're going to have to see how this all plays out. And this is going to be very, very interesting, because you have to remember, think about everything else that's going on around us. Right now, we have Biden, who can't remember things, and he's allegedly running the country, which we know he's not running. We know Obama is actually running the country. We have Kamala, who is actually running for president, which we know that Obama is actually running for president. So really, everything points back to Obama in the end. Because once again, do you really think Kamala can actually run the country, run for president? No. She's the puppet. Obama is the puppet master, controlling everything that she does, and of course, controlling Walt right now. So once again, all this leads back to Obama. It leads back to Hillary Clinton. It leads back to Soros. It leads back to the actual puppet masters. And I think in the end, that's what people are going to actually see. They're going to realize this while everything breaks down around us. Because remember, yes, it might look incredible right now, and people might be fooled by this, but what happens when there's a major event in this country? What happens when the event happens because people came over the border? What happens when war breaks out? What happens when the economy breaks down? Remember, these individuals, they're going to have to step up to the plate. Do you think they're going to be able to do it? No, they're the ones who caused all of this. They're going to come up with a solution that they have caused. And the people, they're going to realize this because, number one, Biden and Kamala have been telling you that the economy is great. When it starts to fall apart, like we're seeing it right now, what are they going to do? They just told us it was great. They're going to say, oh, don't worry, we're going to repair the great economy that's falling apart. At this point, they'll be trapped in their own narrative. When war is breaking out and they can't control it and they can't actually institute peace, what are they going to do? They're going to tell people, what, we got to go to war? Because we can't have peace with anyone? I mean, think about what's happening. When there's an event in this country because of open borders, who are they going to blame? Remember, she's the border czar. She was controlling that. They were going to tell us the border was secure. That, you know, the information's going to get out. The people are going to see that, hey, no, this happened because of open borders. We know exactly what happened. No one is going to believe them anymore. And in the end, I do believe these people are going to have to be swapped out in the end. It would be great if they stayed in. It would be great if Kamala stayed in, if Walt stayed in, because as everything fell apart around them, this would be absolutely incredible for Trump. Maybe it will play out that way. But I don't think Obama's going to sit back and just allow this to happen. I do believe he's going to try to cheat and try to win this and take it away from Trump any way he possibly can. And yes, they will resort to their other plans, because remember, they have multiple plans if one fails. Trump, the Patriots, they know this. And along the way, what they're going to do is they're going to have to try to control the narrative every step of the way, just like they've been doing. See, when they tell the fake news, okay, everyone's on board for Kamala, even though just a couple of months ago, they were saying that Kamala's poll numbers were in the dirt, nobody likes her, everyone can't stand her. All of a sudden, they switched, because it's a propaganda outlet. They respond to their masters. Their masters are Obama, Hillary Clinton, Soros, and the rest. They've taken control over the fake news. And now they're pushing out this propaganda to convince everyone. Same thing with these social media companies. But the thing is, when they start to lose the control and people start to see the truth, which they're already starting to see, this is where they run into a problem. And remember, their entire goal right now is to complete their 16-year plan. What is the 16-year plan? have complete control of the information, to basically infiltrate the country from within, to take the weapons away from the people, and to bring us to war and bring the economy down. This is their plan. And they're going to push this very, very hard right now. I mean, let's just take an example of what's happening out in the UK. UK authorities, they have entire police forces scouring the internet to track citizens who retweet, repost messages that are anti-immigration or posting about their violence. They are tracking citizens and arresting them. So if you retweet a meme, if you retweet anything that is hateful to a certain group, they will arrest you. It reminds me of Nazi Germany on crack right now. And if they're doing it there, where else do you think they're going to do it? They're going to do it in every single country. I mean, let's just take, for example, what Tim Walz said. And Wokeness put this out and said, Tim Walz said, no right to free speech if the government decides it is misinformation or hateful. So he's all for censoring. He's all for what? Arresting people maybe in the end? Of course he is. Why? Because he's a communist. And if you look at the First Amendment, it says the people have the right to free speech. It doesn't say the people have the right to free speech except if it's misinformation, disinformation, if it's hateful. No, you have the right to speak your mind. If the government doesn't like it, it's too bad. Remember, our contract is with the government. They must follow our rules. The rules are we have the right to speak freely. We can say whatever we want. Yes, if we break the law and we tell someone, hey, go kill someone. Yes, that is a threat. That's breaking the law. And again, something might happen. But speaking about a group because you don't like the way they are or what they do, the government has no right whatsoever to do anything about this. And our founding fathers, they went through this already. So the government, they're supposed to be following our contract. They're not supposed to be dictating to us what the Constitution means. The Constitution is the people's contract to the government, and the government must abide by it. And there's nothing in the contract, in the First Amendment, that says, hey, by the way, you can't use misinformation or disinformation. Actually, if you go back in time, let's see, the government used misinformation, disinformation when they told us to stay 6 feet apart. They used misinformation, disinformation when they said the vaccine is safe and effective, that it will stop transmission. The government used misinformation and disinformation when they told us to use masks when masks don't work. The government used misinformation and disinformation when they said there's no other cure except for the vaccine and they hid ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The government used misinformation and disinformation every step of the way. And every single one of these agencies have been using misinformation and disinformation. They're the ones who've been violating the Constitution. I mean, think about during the election. They lied to the American public where they said, oh, by the way, that laptop, that's Russian disinformation because we have 51 idiots that said so. They used misinformation and disinformation on the people again and again and again and again, and they don't stop doing it. So once again, you can see who the communists are, you can see who the deep state players are, and you can see who the patriots are. And it's becoming very, very clear. And you can see right now, Britain, the left, they are now going after Elon Musk. They want X to be brought down. And once again, you can see where all of this is headed. I do believe in the end, we're going to see a communication blackout. And Times Radio put this out and said, the town square is burning. There is no policing of Elon Musk's town square. And it must be brought down. So this tells you everything you need to know. And if you go back a little bit in time, why do you think they set up GARM? GARM is the advertising hand of the social media companies. Because if certain platforms don't get advertisement, what happens? They can't operate. So if you hold back the advertisers to Rumble, to Truth, to BitChute, and to other platforms, to maybe X also, yes, what happens? You can destroy them in the end. And when you look at GARM, GARM was formed by the World Federation of Advertisers in 2019, right after Trump came into office. And who actually created this? Well, it was the flagship project of the World Economic Forum. Its stated goal is to create a common understanding in the advertising industry of what harmful and sensitive content is, as well as where ads should not appear, basing it all on the importance of brand safety for its members. So once again, they created this to control social media platforms. They can remove the advertisement and make the platform suffer until they do what they want them to do. And that's basically why X now is suing Garb. That's why Rumble is suing Garb. I do believe all the other social media platforms, they should join in on this. Rasmussen Reports responded to all this and said, 20 years ago, the Supreme Court described collusion as the supreme evil of antitrust, and they highlighted a certain area, and it says, while each of these companies could legally choose to independently withhold advertising from any platform or news outlet it chooses, the power and purpose of collusion is obvious. In asking Mr. Rakowitz when the group boycott would end, Orsted explained that Twitter is an important platform for us to reach our audience, so we would like to consider going back. In other words, no single company can unilaterally pull its advertising dollars off a platform or news outlet over the longer term because the company's competitors will advertise and reach the audience. Collusion is the advertising space and therefore the only way to guarantee that no individual conspirator takes advantage of the artificial changes in what would otherwise be a free market for advertisement space to reach consumers. So once again, look what they created. They created this to control the flow of information, and they did it through advertising to make sure that the platforms weren't receiving funds. So let's say we had the government working with the social media platforms, letting them know who they should censor. Then you had this other mechanism where they said, listen, we're going to hold back the advertisements and we're going to make this platform suffer. Maybe we can break it down completely. So they had two ways of controlling the flow of information. Now, it's all falling apart, and it will continue to fall apart because, once again, everything that they've been doing is completely and utterly unconstitutional. And already we know that Google is a monopoly, their advertising is a monopoly, and I do believe in the end that is going to completely and utterly fall apart. I do believe we're going to see new legislation brought into the light, and all these social media companies, the way we know them today, they're going to completely and utterly fall apart. But you can see the deep state players, they are following lockstep with the 16-year plan. They need to get the weapons away from the people. And it looks like Obama is pushing this very, very hard. Because if you look at all the deep state players and all the different areas where they installed their politicians, they're all following the same exact narrative, agenda, where they're trying to ban the AR-15s. They're trying to limit the magazines because in the end, they want to get rid of weapons altogether. And what's very interesting is out in Maryland, a U.S. appeals court upheld a Maryland law banning assault-style weapons, ruling that the law does not violate the Second Amendment. Really, banning a weapon doesn't violate the Second Amendment, which says the people have the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. So how are they deciding this? Well, they're saying that, oh, the AR-15 is an instrument of war, so it's a military-style assault weapon, which is absolutely ridiculous. So basically what's going to happen is the Firearms Policy Coalition, they're going to bring this up to the Supreme Court, and we're going to have another ruling, and this is going to shut down all the states trying to ban AR-15s. Now, of course, what are they going to do? They're going to try to get around this like they always do. But once we have the ruling, this is going to make it very, very difficult over time. And remember, these people that are pushing this, these people do not represent the people of this country. They do not represent the Constitution. These people are installed in government to push this type of agenda, just like Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. During their rally, they let everyone know that they are going to ban firearms. They're going to ban assault weapons. They're going to have universal background checks, which we already do, because when you go buy a weapon, you fill out a form. The FBI checks and says, okay, no criminal record, and you can buy the weapon. But again, what do they want to do? They want to set up a database. They want everything recorded. They want to ban all the weapons. And this is where all this is headed. Because again, what are they doing? They're following up on their 16-year plan. Remember, they never stopped. All Trump did when he came into office, he actually delayed everything that they were trying to do. Plus, he set up a lot of things, continuity of government. He took control of the country. He made sure people woke up. He started the counterinsurgency. He made people see the truth. And he put them way, way behind schedule. But does that mean they stop what they're doing? No. As soon as the resident came into position, what happened? Obama said, okay, this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do. He didn't care what the fallout was because, again, Biden was the front guy. He didn't care if he went down in flames. It made no difference. The same thing with Kamala. She's DEI. Tim Walz, same thing. A DEI white man. Do they care what happens to these people? Absolutely not. As long as they reach their goal is to bring this country down. Their goal is to destroy the country. Their goal is to have this country lose in a war, to make sure the people of this country don't have weapons. So when you look at the country and you look and you see what's happening, everything that they're doing is their 16-year plan. Trump is showing you everything that they're doing. This is what's been waking up the people. The people, they see it now. The people, they understand that these are the individuals that are destroying this country. See, going back in time, people didn't know who the enemy was. They look at the Democrats, they look at the Republicans, and they just went back and forth, and they thought, okay, it must be the people on the streets, it must be over here. And they thought, oh, if I got my Rhino Party in place, everything's going to be fine. Oh, if I get my D Party in place, everything's going to be fine. Again, this was an illusion because it's the Uniparty. And they made you think that you had choice when you really didn't. That's why nothing changed. That's why the country kept heading down the same path. Now, we're not heading down the same path. This is not another four-year election. This is an outsider with people on the outside waking up and seeing who the true enemy is. It's the D's. It's the Rhinos. It's all of them together. It's the unelected people behind the curtain. It's those people. They're the ones who are destroying the country. And it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. I mean, all you got to do is look at what they've been doing for with our veterans. These people, they sacrifice their lives. They go out to foreign countries and they fight for the people of this country to keep the freedom that we have. Now, yes, some of these wars, these are deep state wars. But again, these people join knowing that they were going to fight for the people of this country to keep their freedoms. And you would think these individuals that represent us, they would reward these people with the best of the best. I mean, look, these people in D.C., they reward themselves with the best of the best. They have the best health care. They have restaurants. They have limos driving them around. They have armed guards all over the place. They have incredible places to live. Congress in D.C., they're treating themselves like royalty. But you would think the people that are representing the people of this country, they would give the veterans the best of the best health care, the best treatment, the best of everything, because they put their lives on the line to defend the Republic. But what you really see is that these installed people, they don't care about the veterans. Why? Because they truly don't represent us. DC Drano put this out, and he's pointing to an article from CNBC, and it says, a little-known law has forced more than 120,000 veterans to return payouts they received to leave the military, new data shows. DC says, Biden has been forcing veterans to pay back tens of thousands of dollars in disability and separation payments. This is forcing some disabled and senior veterans into poverty. How the hell is this happening? Where is Congress to stop it? Why is Biden trying to bankrupt our veterans? Is it because they mostly vote Republican, or are they trying to bankrupt them and make them suffer? Because, again, if you're trying to take over the country, who are the people going to fight? Who are the people that are trained? Who are the people that know how to really handle weapons? Who are the people that know warfare? Veterans do. So you don't want the veterans healthy. You don't want the veterans getting the best of the best. If you're going to take over the country and you're going to win the war, you need the veterans very, very weak. And this is what they've been doing. Now, look at this and step back for a second. They're doing this to the veterans. What are they doing to the illegals? They're giving them incredible places to live. They're giving them money for food. They're giving them money for health care, because those people are their true soldiers. Those are the soldiers they're going to use to take over this country. So what do? They house them, they feed them, they give them everything. The people that they're going to battle against, they make them very, very weak. Let's just talk about our health. We all want to feel healthy and energetic, but most of us are running on fumes. And exercising and eating right just becomes another thing on your to-do list. But I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be hard. That's why I take Field of Greens. It's whole organic fruits and vegetables, no extracts, no lab-made stuff. Just one scoop a day gives you a simple and it's real nutrition. Field of Greens feeds your body with fruits and vegetables medically chosen to support your heart, vital organs, and immune system. And let me just tell you, you're going to have energy throughout the day. There's going to be no afternoon crashes where you need a nap. You're going to get better sleep at night, and even your stomach is going to feel better. That's why Field of Greens is my go-to for getting the nutrients I need, even on those bad eating days. I'm sure you'll love Field of Greens, but if you don't, you can return it for a full refund. I got you 15% off your first order and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code X22. That's promo code X22 at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, just click the link at the bottom of this video. Now you can see it very, very clearly. It's the same thing that's going on in the UK, soon Spain, France, and many other countries. I do believe all these countries are going to start to see, you're going to see start to see the same exact thing happen out there. Because what are they really planning? They're planning on all these countries imploding on themselves in the end when war happens, especially the US. And that's where we're actually headed. We're headed towards war. And we could see Iran now is preparing for some type of an attack. Iran International English on X put this out and said, all Iranian government offices and banks in Tehran province and the neighboring Alborz province will be closed on Wednesday, the Iranian government announced, citing a significant rise in temperature as the reason. Then we have Disclosed TV. Egypt warns airlines to avoid Iranian airspace tonight. So is something going to happen tonight? Is it going to happen tomorrow? I do believe they've been planning for all this. They've been setting up their missiles and they're preparing to launch these missiles towards Israel. And we could see every step of the way they've been closing things. Israel's been taking precautions. They have bunkers, they have satellite phones, and they're preparing to counter what is coming. So it looks like everything now is happening and we could see that war is building up. Now, does this mean this is World War III and everything's going nuclear? No. This is just the beginning stages and this is going to reflect on Biden, is going to reflect on Kamala Harris, and this is going to start a chain reaction across the world. And you're going to see Kamala, you're going to see Biden. They're not going to be able to handle any of this. This is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. We knew the scare event was going to happen, and it's on our doorstep now. And I do believe this is for the D's to wake them up, to make them understand that these people that you are following right now, they are not going to protect you. They're not the people that you think they are. And in the end, they will want you to fight in this war. In the end, they rather bring this country to nuclear war than actually face justice. And I think people are going to start to really see this and people are going to start to understand. And they're going to realize that this outsider guy, he wants peace. He doesn't want war. And he knows the players. So yes, in the end, the people are going to have to make a huge decision. And when this happens, and I'm talking about the scare event. It's very, very hard to explain the scare event because you just can't explain it to someone. That's why it has to be shown to the people. Because if you just tell everyone, hey, by the way, there's going to be an incoming missile. It's going to blow up. It's going to be really scary. You might see it out in the ocean. You might feel the wind. It might break windows. We're going to war. People will go, that's ridiculous. I don't even know what you're talking about. Just like if you go back to 2018, hey, by the way, you know what's going to happen? The D is going to realize they won't be able to win the election, and they want to bring us into the Great Reset. So what they're going to do is they're going to fake this pandemic. Yeah, they're going to have a virus, but it really doesn't do that much. Most people, their natural immunity, they'll just be cured. We have cures like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. That will cure the viruses. But what they're going to do is they're going to release this virus, and they're going to shut down the world. Why? Because they got to cheat in the election. They got to set up their cheating system so they can use the mail-in ballots, drop boxes, and everything else. And they're going to stall the elections so they can actually feed in the ballots to cheat in the election. If you told people that in 2017, 2018, it would sound completely outrageous. That's a conspiracy theory. But it happened. And I do believe it's going to happen once again. And again, people need to experience it. It just can't be explained to them. Because you just can't tell people we're going to war, vote for me. I will usher in peace. You actually have to experience it. You actually have to see it with your own two eyes. Even though the news might tell you it's not happening. But when people see it, they get it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like the squad, they're losing a member at a time. First, it was Bauman. Now, it's Cori Bush. She was easily defeated in her primary. So, now we have removed two squad members in 2 months. We only have, what, five to go? That's not bad. I do believe it might even happen. Let's see how this goes as we move forward. But you could see that Kamala's pick for VP, Tim Walz, he has major, major problems right now. And what's very interesting is that senior reporter Paul Sperry from Real Clear Investigations, he uncovered a disturbing pattern in Walz's relationship with China. According to the investigation journalist Paul Sperry, Walz traveled to China annually from 1996 until 2003. His travels were not merely for tourism. He was granted a special work visa by the Chinese government, which raises questions about his loyalties and motivations. During this time in China, he reportedly expressed a deep admiration for the country. So it seems that Biden, Walz, Kamala, and the rest, China controls them. I guess that's why they like socialism and communism so much, huh? But when you look at Minnesota, Minnesota during 2020 looked like a war zone. And this was Tim Walz, Minnesota. He was governor. He allowed BLM to destroy the cities there. And most of these individuals in all the different blue areas, they allowed this too. Why in the world would you want this individual to be the vice president if they're allowing rioters to burn down people's businesses, allowing rioters to hurt people, allowing rioters to kill and to loot? Why in the world would you want a president or vice president like this? You wouldn't. And the people of Minnesota, they understand this. If you look at the migration from Minnesota, it really picked up after the 2020 riots. It's almost like when you look at California, when you look at New York, and you look at all these areas, you see the same exact pattern. Stephen Miller put this out and said, all population growth in Minnesota under Walz is from refugees and illegals because the actual people are leaving, the American citizen, and they're bringing in their replacements. This should tell you everything you need to know. And again, this is why Trump said thank you, because all you got to do is look at these people's record and the decision is clear, especially when the economy breaks down, especially when we have an event in this country from open borders, especially when we head to war. But you can see every step of the way explains who Tim Walz is. He's like Pritzker. He's like Biden. He's like Obama. There is absolutely no difference. Bad Hombre put this out and said, this is Tim Walz's trusted advisor. He was key in getting Walz to install tampon dispensers in boys' bathrooms in Minnesota schools. So basically, it's a guy dressed up as a woman. I think we've seen this before, and I think the pattern now is becoming very, very clear. And then we have this problem with Tim Walz, where he quit the Army National Guard to run for Congress right before his unit was deployed to Iraq. So that is very interesting, and it looks like people are coming out, whistleblowers, people who are with the National Guard, and they're now explaining the story. I Meme, Therefore I Am, put this out and said, Minnesota National Guard leaders exposed Tim Walz for stolen valor, lying about his rank and quitting when his unit was deployed in Iraq. As soon as the shots were fired in Iraq, he turned and ran the other way and hung his hat up and quit, said Tom Berenz, a retired command sergeant major who replaced Governor Tim Walz on deployment to Iraq. When he was a congressman, you know, he bragged that he was a retired command sergeant major. I am the highest ranking person ever in the House. And you know, all this lie that he was telling the state of Minnesota came out after 2018. After this was exposed, they said, well, He can say that he served as a command sergeant major, but he can't say he's a retired one because he's not. Just tooting his own horn, hanging on to the coattails of the people that actually are command sergeant majors who went through all the process and put all the time in. It's stolen valor, really, what it is. If he went to Iraq, he'd still be hiding under the desk over there, because that's just the cowardice that I saw portrayed with him. Absolutely. And the polite term for this is Blue Falcon. Blue Falcon is a euphemism that stands for a particularly unflattering term for a person who is not considered trustworthy or reliable. It's a term that originated in the military and is often used to describe someone who is seen as a snitch or a betrayer of trust. Hey, almost like Obama. Treasonous, renegade, think about it. They're all the same. There is absolutely no difference whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that Kamala Harris and team, they're now trying to get influencers, they're paying people, and people are starting to realize that this is not a grassroots movement. And what's very interesting is that Twitch streamer Kai Cenat revealed shocking claims that Kamala Harris' campaign and the Secret Service have been persistently harassing him to collaborate on a stream despite his repeated rejections. He doesn't want to get political. It looks like he has about 30 million people following him. And the reason why they want to do this is because Trump, he just appeared on Aiden Ross's channel, and Aiden Ross did an interview with him. They gave him a Tesla truck. It was wrapped with the picture of Trump when he put his fist up after they tried to assassinate him. And they were dancing. They were having fun. And you can see that Trump is reaching the youth right now, and Kamala Harris is trying to do the same exact thing. Is it working? Absolutely not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we come to learn, and this is from Jake Hoffman, is that an Instagram whistleblower with nearly 150,000 followers contacted me with screenshots exposing sophisticated astroturfing effort underway by the Harris-Waltz campaign. Social media users are being paid to boost pro-Harris-Waltz content on Instagram. Democrats know that Harris-Waltz have zero grassroots support, so they're trying to manufacture fake support using cash as the incentive. Do not fall for this. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. And they are trying to purchase their way through this. Johnny MAGA put this out and said Democrat influence gets paid up to $10,000 per video by Dark Money Advocacy Group to read pre-written scripts in social media videos. The donors to the groups are anonymous. Kamala is a manufactured candidate. Absolutely, the whole thing is manufactured. It's an illusion. And I wonder where this money's coming from. Is this coming from Act Blue? Is this coming from the people of this country? Is this laundered money laundering 101 here? I do believe it probably is. Patriots Are Control put out two posts on X, which explains Kamala Harris and everything that you're witnessing right now. First, it's the Washington Post. This is September 11, 2023. It says how Americans feel about Kamala Harris becoming president. They're less persuaded than they were regarding our last two VPs, and they were regarding Harris herself in 2020. Fast forward to today, it says about 8 in 10 Democrats are satisfied with Harris in stark shift around Biden dropout. That's interesting. And then we have another one from Politico. And this was basically just a couple days from each other, a couple weeks, actually. The first one, voters have real doubts about Kamala Harris as potential president poll. Harris neck and neck with Trump after campaign launch. Patriots Are Control responded to this and said, barely a month between these two articles, it's generally comical how fake this entire media fueled enthusiasm for Kamala Harris. And it is fueled. This whole thing is one gigantic illusion. The polls are an illusion. What they're doing is illusion. They're paying people. But this is going to die out. It doesn't last. The shine wears off. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe the people are going to see this. And I do believe Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, they know this. And I do believe they're doing this just to get them to be the nominee or get them into the DNC, which they are already going. But I do believe they're trying to pump them up as best they possibly can. But what's very interesting is that Elon Musk put this out and said Kamala is quite literally a communist. She wants not merely equal opportunity, but equal outcomes. And she is a communist. Absolutely. Now, what's very interesting is that this is day 17,
and Kamala hasn't done a single interview or a single press conference. She's following the same tactic as Biden because they know if they just let her answer questions, she would completely and utterly implode. They can't allow her to do this, not before the DNC. I'd be very, very surprised if they allow her to do this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that they're trying to make everyone believe that she's black. And Trump, he came out during the interview with the black national broadcasters, and he kept saying that, you know, one minute she was Indian, next minute she's black. Now she's black. And he kept saying that. Why do they want her to be black so bad? Because can you swap one black person for another? Can you swap a black woman for another black woman? I do believe you can. Roger Stone put this out on X and says, wait, why would Wikipedia alter the biography of Kamala Harris's father? On one side, it says, of Indian-Jamaican heritage. Then they change it to of Afro-Jamaican and Irish-Jamaican heritage. So they're trying to make everyone believe that he was African-American. That means Kamala Harris is African-American. And they're just rewriting history, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that we know the DNC, it is approaching right now. It's about 12 days or so off. And we know that they're going to have Kamala Harris be the nominee. Now, again, nobody voted for her. They chose her. The delegates didn't say, hey, this is the person we want. They actually voted for Joe Biden. Kamala was installed. Oh, wait, that's what the deep state does. They install people. They don't have votes. And this is exactly what they're doing right now. But Trump, he's letting us know that something might happen during the DNC. This is the first truth that he put out. This is the most radical left duo in American history. There has never been anything like it. And there never will be again. Crazy Kamabla is indeed crazy. I hear there is a big movement to bring back Crooked Joe. Then he put this out. What are the chances that Crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States, whose presidency was unconstitutionally stolen from him by Kamala, Barack Hussein Obama, Crazy Nancy Pelosi, Shifty Adam Schiff, crying Chuck Schumer, and others on the lunatic left, crashes the Democratic National Convention and tries to take back the nomination, beginning with challenging me to another debate? He feels that he made a historical tragic mistake by handing over the U.S. presidency, a coup, to the people in the world he most hates, and he wants it back now. Well, it's very interesting, the parallels here, because, again, the presidency was stolen from Trump. There was a coup. They cheated in the election. They installed someone. So you can see the parallels here, but why is Trump putting this out there? Remember, we're in an information war. Is he trying to push the deep state players in a certain direction? And remember, the last time the DNC was held in Chicago, it was back in 1968. Lyndon B. Johnson decided to drop out of the race. There were riots outside of the convention because of the Vietnam War. So will something happen that actually pushes Kamala Harris to drop out of the race? Is something going to happen? I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen at the DNC, but there might be chaos. Something might be happening during this period of time. Because I do believe in the end, the shine is going to wear off of Kamala and Waltz, and people are going to see the truth of the matter, and they're going to be losing their supporters left and right. I think they know this. And I do believe this is why they picked the worst of the worst. They have a DEI person, easy to control. Then they picked a very far left individual where the people are rejecting everything that he stood for, and he's a white guy. So I do believe these are two individuals that are very, very easy to replace. But I want to go back to post 3869. Down below, it says the following. Purpose. D's install numerous rules and regs. D party nomination winner. Define superdelegates. How do you control the outcome? Why is the outcome important? When George Soros calls, who races to answer? Illusion of democracy. That's what you're watching right now. And I do believe we're going to see some changes. And I just want to go back to Technofog. And he put this back, he put this out on X back on July 17th. It says something to consider. DNC rules allow it to pick the replacement should the nominee drop out. An early nomination means that the theoretical eventual nominee, the Biden replacement, can be featured at their convention. So she can be featured now, but again, she's not the nominee yet. And actually, what's very interesting is J.D. Vance said, listen, we don't know if these people are going to be the nominee. Again, we've seen Stranger Things. So is he telling people that something might happen? Maybe. And the other thing that's very interesting is that J.D. Vance's plane was on the same tarmac as the VP's plane. And he walked over to the VP plane, said, soon this plane's going to be mine. And once again, you could see that Kamala Harris, she doesn't want to speak to the press at all. But the other thing that's really strange, since Trump put out that truth about Biden, Biden is going to sit down for a major interview with CBS News before Kamala Harris does, before the DNC. This is going to happen on August 11th. So that's going to be very interesting. I wonder what he's going to say, because we could see that something now is forming, and I do believe Trump, he's giving everyone a heads up, or maybe he's trying to push the deep state players into doing something. Remember, if the deep state players move left, he tries to push them right. If they move right, he tries to push them a little bit left. He wants them to go down this path. And I do believe there's no way that Obama and Hillary Clinton, even though they endorsed Waltz, there's no way that they believe that these two individuals can actually win in the election. They know what the internal poll numbers are. They know that this is scratching the bottom of the barrel. They know that they're very, very far left. They're going to be losing their moderates. And this is going to be a disaster in the end, especially if there are events in this country. If the economy crashes, which I do believe it's going to, when we enter war, this will be a complete and utter disaster. But he could use these people as front people while this happens and then bring in other individuals. And I remember Roger Stone, I interviewed him quite a while ago. He said they're going to replace one black woman with another. But we'll have to see how this plays out. Maybe Barack Obama will come in himself. That would be very interesting because, again, we did have posts about that where he could then replace Tim Walz and become the VP. Because, again, he's not being elected president. But we'll have to see how this scenario all plays out. The other thing that's very interesting is now Trump, he had a very, very big night. I think we the people had a very, very big night. He said he's 24 for 24 in endorsements, with numerous candidates that won being long shots. Very happy. And it looks like the plan is going well. Because remember, it's not just enough for Trump to get in there. We need to control Congress. We need to control the Senate. We need to have patriots. We need the D's replaced. We need the rhinos replaced. And the only way to do this is to elect the people. And it looks like it's working. The other thing that's very interesting is that on Monday night, Trump is going to be doing a major interview with Elon Musk. And the views are going to be off the charts. The Parizeval put this out and says the following, critical thinking. I don't think many are comprehending the implications of this interview. A paradigm shift of free speech will likely take place depending on the direction of the conversation. If Trump calls out the continued censorship of his supporters on this platform, then things will open up big time. If Trump says Elon is doing a great job saving free speech, it's over, and the precedent will be set for the current state of this digital public square. Think about what the current state of free speech here means for you and whether your voice will be heard if things remain the same. With that said, I fully support Trump either way, but if he calls Elon out, then the path to truth free speech will be within reach. And we'll have to see how this plays out, but numbers are going to be out of this world when this happens. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that America First Legal, they are now suing Arizona. We also have a case out in Georgia, and it looks like, yeah, there was a lot of cheating. They have proof now, and basically Trump won Georgia. And it looks like Georgia owes Trump an apology. We'll be talking about Georgia in just a sec. But America First Legal put this out, and it says a new lawsuit to stop illegal alien voting. We just sued Maricopa County, Arizona, for refusing to remove illegal aliens from their voter rolls ahead of the election. Maricopa officials are blatantly defying the state law mandate to purge ineligible voters from the rolls, so we sued. We filed a lawsuit against the Maricopa County Recorder on behalf of Strong Communities Foundation of Arizona and a registered voter and naturalized citizen for failing to take action to remove foreign citizens from their voter rolls. On July 17, 2024, we sent letters on behalf of our clients demanding that the election officials in all 15 Arizona counties fulfill their legal obligation to prevent aliens from voting and warning them that we would pursue legal action if they failed to do so. Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer replied through his attorney, brazenly stated that he would not be taking any action. He incorrectly claimed that his office is already following the law about verifying the citizenship of voters. This claim is incorrect because the number of registered voters without confirming citizenship continues to rise under his watch, and his office has not even bothered to obtain access to any of the necessary databases for checking the citizenship of already registered voters. We are now fulfilling our legal promise and suing Maricopa County on behalf of our clients. And this is exactly what they should do. And Arizona law requires county recorders to perform monthly list maintenance to confirm the citizenship of registered voters who have failed to provide proof of their citizenship. And of course, why aren't they doing this? Because it's all set up to cheat. But once again, this is now going on record. So when they do try to cheat, this is going to fall apart around them. And we could see that right now a judge in Arizona, and George put this out, has just ruled that a portion of the Democratic Secretary of State election procedure manual for the 2024 election are unconstitutional for silencing election integrity activists who sound the alarm on fraud. According to the judge, certain provisions in the manual are troubling and blatantly violate the First Amendment. The court is unprepared to find that defendants are correct in their position that the footnote complies with Arizona law under any interpretation of the facts or legal argument. The lawsuit was brought forth against Secretary of the Cartels, Adrian Fontes, by the Arizona Free Enterprise Club, and it's not the only lawsuit challenging his unconstitutional manual. So it's falling apart for Arizona, just like it's falling apart for Georgia. Remember, they cheated in the election, and looks like it is now proven. George put this out and said the following. The Georgia State Election Board has voted to accept a new rule requiring counties to preserve voting machines, memory cards which contain ballot images, audit logs, etc. This came after they discovered that 1.7 million ballot images were missing from the 2020 election. Garland Favorito of Fota Voter Georgia presented his findings and the proposed rule. He gave the board no choice but to move forward with it, despite pushback from the Democrat member who tried to argue it would cost too much money. This is yet another great change in Georgia that will go a long way to stop the cheat. If anyone thinks there was fraud in a county, they can now just analyze the original ballot images. And it's proven that out in Fulton County, there was cheating. And they cheated in the election and they gave the win to Biden. And again, with all this happening in Arizona, in Georgia, and many other states, it's making it very, very difficult for the deep state players to cheat in the next election. And I do believe this is why they're going to have to bring in someone halfway decent. This is why I do believe there might be a swap out. It'd be great if they kept Kamala and Waltz in there because, again, that would just acknowledge that they can't cheat in the election and they're just going to let Trump win. But I do believe they'll probably try to swap out these individuals. They'll try to make a go of it. And in the end, it will not work. But I do believe that we should have all eyes on the DNC because I do believe that something might happen there and it might surprise a lot of people. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. This will be very, very interesting. But in the end, we know that Trump and the Patriots, they are leading the deep state players down this path. And this path is to take back this country. The path is to expose the deep state players. The path is to expose their system. Their path is to expose the infiltration. And the people are seeing all of this. And they're going to see a lot more of this because it's not over. It's far from over. Because the rest of the D's and the rest of the people that are still sleeping, they're going to be going through this darkness. Yes, we're going to be going along for the ride, but people have to understand sometimes it has to be this way. Sometimes you have to show the people the truth so they can finally find the will to change. And I do believe that's where all this is headed. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.